Hey, you know about boop and beep, but what about bip?
I've been saying this for years. We are not getting enough bip up in this clip.
Because bop, yes.
Obvious.
Bop it.
Bop,
bop
it.
Bop, 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 bop. What if we did that as a 3-1 time?
Bop
we just
it. Play bop.
We just say it out loud.
How do you play bop it again?
You have to have a machine.
You have to have a machine.
The bop it like, machine.
Like a cotton gin.
Those were yeah, really any machine addictive. Will do it.
Vacuum cleaner.
You know when you'd get one of those and you'd yes. be like, now this is my thing.
I remember when bop it was new and it was my whole personality.
It was so me.
What constitutes a machine?
Your one.
Yeah, parts, I think.
Parts?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Yeah, parts, turns on, turns off.
But
yeah.
Does it have to have a use, or can it just be a machine that does nothing?
Ooh.
Well, I think there's like plenty of those.
Wow. Also, if a machine is broken, it is still a machine.
That's so true,
God,
man.
You're such a philosopher.
If a heart is broken, it's still a heart.
This is so deep.
Although you're dead.
Yeah.
Is a body a machine?
What becomes of the brokenhearted? They die.
Is a body a machine? Because it's alive.
Yeah, it's a beautiful machine. It's a beautiful machine.
An extraordinary machine. But once yes. it dies and decomposes, is it still a machine?
No.
God,
thank you for answering all my questions.
Here's why. A lot of the parts went away.
Oh.
So if you have a tire, that's part of a machine, but it's not a car.
Okay.
So wait, if you have a tire, but hook it up to any like flat surface, it's suddenly a machine?
Any flat surface, yes. Exactly. A board.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like a soapbox
razor. That sounds like a lot of science projects I did. Where I would just kind of like start gluing stuff together. I'm just like, it's something.
What were the... have we talked about...
I don't know. I did one... No, no.
Have
I,
you talked
I
about science projects?
I don't think so. I didn't glue a tire to a board, but I did one that was actually very involved.
I didn't think you actually glued a tire.
But my dad was heavily also involved in making it. But it was probably middle school, and this was like... Maybe it was elementary school. It would be clear that I had help in elementary school. But anyways, the idea was it was a self-watering plant. So you'd have...
Self-watering.
Or, you know, like a watering can that's on a timer. So
oh, okay.
I had a watering can on a sort of... whatchamacallit?
How often are you
wheel?
Supposed to
no.
water plants?
What do you mean no? Just give me a flat
oh,
no?
I mean, it was
you were,
a wheel.
You were doing miming a
circle.
Circle
in the air.
Actually, okay, there was a wheel.
Pulley?
But I meant the
what
thing...
the fuck?
I meant the rubber... like
Paul,
the,
I'm
the
on
sort
your
of
side.
Excuse
thing
me
that
second.
Goes around
see
it.
What she's doing,
I
right?
Do, she's trying to make
this
you look like
gas
a fool.
Lighting.
Yes.
Okay, are you done, ladies? you know
put
how
put your finger in that hole.
Okay, you know how like you know how like
put your finger in that hole. Put your finger, finger in that hole. Hole.
Like a conveyor belt.
Conveyor belt.
Conveyor
belt around it, and then it had a so it was attached to a timer, and the timer was what made the wheel move. Which
how often was the timer
the belt go? I'm sure it was 60 seconds. I mean, it's just
you're watering your plant every 60 seconds.
You have to water your plant every minute.
It's a concept piece. I didn't have the tools.
This was what it could be. Let's say if you had a kitchen timer that went for an hour.
Why aren't there timers that go for like
you water your plant
24
every hour.
Hours?
Yeah, every hour. Why aren't there timers
big,
that go every 24?
Big kitchen timers that do 24 hours. They're jumbo.
Yeah, you do two hands to turn.
Yeah.
I want to invent one.
I would love that. Put an egg in a pot.
I guess it's not inventing. It's just making.
I'm making my famous 24-hour eggs.
Oh, yummy. I'll make 24-hour eggs.
They're completely gray.
They're absolute chalk. Enjoy.
So for my science project, when I was, I think, in eighth grade, our teacher at the beginning of the year was like, okay, you're going to have to do a science project this year and you're going to have to clear it through me. And it's going to be like half of your grade and it's going to be a big thing. And you have to make a huge presentation out of it.
And I get the patent.
Yes. But so I was so lazy.
I wish teachers would have Shark Tank with things their students did. And they just act like it was theirs. They have a pull out three-sided board and it has like
three-sided board.
You know those foam boards that have three sides? That stand up and they say like science project. And
yeah, it's like cardboard, but you just fold it.
Like a gatefold.
Yeah.
Whatever you need it to be called.
Okay.
Meaning
honey,
you don't know
you
what a gatefold
something
is.
Has three sides. When you say something has three sides, that's hard to picture.
Well, a triangle.
Is it hard to picture? Something with three sides?
Yeah.
How about a person? Top, bottom, middle.
I stood corrected.
Both sides.
I stood corrected.
Both sides. So I
never said that.
I was so lazy that I just said like my idea for a project was we had a poodle at the time and it was something to the effect of like how how long does a poodle
survive underwater?
And then we didn't have a poodle. For
then I had
long.
To go to a counselor.
It was like, how long does a poodle be outside versus
how
inside?
Long does it be outside?
Poodle be outside.
How long is it considered abuse if it's outside?
How long does a poodle be outside?
What was your poodle's name?
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
I forgot about that. Pepsi the poodle.
But it That's basically good. Just entailed me like staring at my poodle all day for a few days and writing down my findings.
Oh, I love when kids do stuff like that and they think that's like a project.
And it got cleared.
Got
and
cleared.
Then I...
Well, I'm sorry. What was the experiment again? How long
how long a poodle be, how be bees a poodle outside?
Poodle outside?
How
why?
How a poodle go?
I'm not...
What that poodle do?
What that poodle do dough?
Or maybe it was like, how often does a poodle sleep? I don't remember what it was, but it just I just remember...
How does a poodle sleep?
You got to figure stuff like that. Now you can just look it up. Here, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, please. There's no way you could have known that know. Before.
Does a poodle sleep?
How long does a poodle sleep?
Approximately 13 hours.
Oh, only at night?
Total 13 in their life.
They sleep during the night. They're so tired.
In their lives. An hour a year.
They're running on fumes.
Oh, it can be normal.
Every poodle you see is running on fumes.
Some dogs can sleep as much as 20 exhausted. Hours a day.
Wow. Well, that's a good
20
dog.
20 hours a day.
That's a good dog.
Yeah.
That's a good dog.
It is a good dog.
Just that's a chill out
low
dog.
Maintenance.
Yeah. That's just a hangout dog.
Just a chill dog.
Good cuddle.
But I remember barely doing the gatefold fold out and just kind of like doing it with a marker and no pictures or anything. I think I just like stapled the lined paper where I wrote down what he did all day to it or something like that. I got a terrible grade.
In high school, my first year of high school, I had this class called IPS, Introductory Physical Science.
Irritable penis syndrome.
Irritable penis syndrome.
You just poop out of your dick all day?
Yeah. And it makes you irritable.
Why did I choose to do this?
We had to do this experiment. We had to do a report, and I can't remember what the broad assignment was, but I did a report on computer languages, which
really?
At the time were a
beep, which by the way
BIP probably came into play.
BIP absolutely came into
this
play.
This ties into our connections the other day. Computer
That's
languages.
Right.
That
That's
one
right.
I did not understand.
You did not complete. You finally did get the computer languages. But that was the first one I got.
No, I didn't get it. That was a line I didn't understand. Oh. Or it was just I left to, I don't know what happened. It was bad.
You gave it to God.
I gave that one to God. I threw
God
it
God never gives you a connections that you can't solve.
That's not true.
You're just not trying hard enough. And so it was like, I didn't know what I was doing. It was my idea.
Did you know anything about computers?
No.
They go beep, bop, boop.
Yeah.
That's all I put.
But not bip.
That's where I failed. But I got a failing grade on that paper.
No, Paul,
not you. The teacher was like... This was the beginning of my problems with science at school, where everyone assumed that I should be good at it.
Why?
Because you had glasses.
Because I had good grades otherwise.
You have a beard
right?
In class.
I wore a lab coat to school.
Yeah.
Your name was Nikolai Tesla.
And I was just like, I didn't know what I couldn't do any science that had math attached to it.
I agree. I also just really did not want to.
Except biology, I did great.
Yeah.
They moved me into the slightly dumber track.
Oh, in biology?
For biology, yes.
Really?
Yes. And then I was like, this is where I belong, baby.
I was just talking about this on Mike's podcast.
Dumber track. I love
but
it.
I was talking about that in my, so I skipped, I didn't do biology freshman year of high school because you were allowed to save it to sophomore year if you wanted to, but like no one did that. I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And so I did it the next year, but then I was in a class with all freshmen.
Hot.
And two other sophomores. Because it was like mostly freshmen.
Two other sophomores.
And I had to do a project where we had
and me.
We had like a whole semester long project where we had to like
a season long arc.
You had to be doing this the whole time.
Uh-huh. Doing what?
Whatever your
reconstructing
project
reconstructing a baby pig.
Oh my God.
1 year they tear it apart. The next year
they
put it back together.
We've talked about that.
Oh yeah, disgusting. Yeah.
What was your project?
So I didn't have anything. I didn't think about it for months. I just was like, I don't care. I was like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. And
it
is
weird that they make you take science. Like, what bearing does it have on your life at all?
I mean, I remember a couple things from it. But anyway, so...
Like what?
The one that we laughed about, DEET. I remember about what DEET is from Silent Spring.
That's where the kids grind on each other?
Exactly. So I the last second, it was due, and I was like, I got to figure this out. So like the weekend before it was due, I don't know, my friend's mom helped me. They knew a biologist who was going to like the creek to like do a study.
What?
Over the
How
weekend.
Do they know this person?
It was so lucky.
Wait, this sounds familiar to me.
I probably told it.
Well, and I've talked about the bug man of.
Oh, the bug man of Alcatraz. Yeah.
That previously.
I might have talked about this then. But this person took me to like the creek or the river or whatever the fuck it was.
And you were never seen again.
And I went here. I'm a ghost. And I put big waders on. I was like in the water, like getting samples and like looking at the
samples of what though?
Cells
what
and about? The spores and like in
just
a microscope.
Like water, right? Just like getting
yeah,
some
and
algae
then it's like and disgusting yeah, and there's gross shit in yeah. it. And then I yeah. had to write a paper about it. And they took
nothing
these,
worse than a creek.
They took pictures of me on yes, disposable okay. camera.
Yes,
and
yes, yes.
Put those in my book.
Right.
Yeah.
See, this is all the day before.
Yeah, honestly, I'm like,
but they didn't
know. I did great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Because I just dated everything like it was all different times and stuff.
That was the only science report that I can remember that I ever
right.
did.
Well, I did biology twice because we did it in junior high and then also in ninth grade. And we've discussed before, I dissected both a frog and a worm.
Hmm. I did worm, frog, pig. Worm,
I frog, did pig. Pig, frog, I think the end.
Pig, frog, the end.
Pigs, that's the worst. That's the worst.
It's horrible.
It's the most like a human, though,
that's
right?
That's really, well, you look like one.
Interesting.
Jeez.
Weight and looks wise.
Yeah, you're like 2 pounds and...
You're covered in mud.
Mm. No, it's so...
Your best friend's
so
a spider.
Disgusting.
But then
sad.
I was able to skip chemistry.
Your best friend's a spider.
But then I had to take physics, which I don't remember
that
anything
seems,
else.
Oh. That seems
other
hard.
than irresistible force and shit.
Irresistible force. In my high school, you physics. Only had to take 3 years of science. So senior right. year, I did not take one. I was thrilled.
Yeah, that's why I skipped
math
my freshman
science,
year, but that was my mistake.
Do. Yeah, I didn't have to do math and science in my senior year.
Yeah.
And we also did not have a PE program at my school.
What?
What? Yeah. You never got to see other dudes naked?
No.
Do you want to now?
Wait,
yeah. I've never seen a penis.
Isn't that crazy?
It was crazy. I don't.
Not even running around the school or anything?
No, nothing. I mean, there was a sports program, but we did not have to do PE.
That's nice.
Great.
It was great.
I hated it every day.
Oh, I know. It eliminated one.
And we had to do swimming. That was humiliating.
Thing. Right.
Co-ed.
I remember you saying that there was the pulling people's pants down crazy.
Oh, well, that was just during basketball. That's just running around the gym.
Yeah.
Pantsing people in middle yeah. school. And people would just, it could happen at any time.
Yeah.
You have your guard right. down and suddenly your fucking shorts
guard
are on
always
your ankles.
Up. Yeah. We do that during Freedom episodes. We're always pulling our pants down.
It's so brutal.
It's hard.
Our own, though.
It's real. Yes.
You two are.
Because we're sitting down at a table. And yeah, my pants are down right now.
I mean, I can't tell because
it's
we're
freezing
on Zoom.
In here.
Yeah. I took scuba
we're
diving in ninth grade. I think.
What?
I took scuba diving.
We did scuba in my class.
Oh, yeah. I remember
class.
I took drag racing.
Like we RuPaul's?
Did, yeah.
We did scuba in the pool.
Yeah, we did scuba in the pool, too.
Okay.
That's where you do it.
But it was disgusting. I mean, it's like...
Why?
We didn't have a pool.
I don't imagine that they were really cleaning those masks and mouthpieces. You just pulled them out of a big tub and just used it.
Yeah, I gotta believe that they clean them.
I hope so.
I think it's a cursory cleaning at best.
Okay. They're wiping
and
it down with a paper towel.
Yeah, you guys have brain worms. Sorry.
It was horrible. And I can smell it, right? I can smell the chlorine in the locker room and how panicked I was. And it was just
why?
Awful. Well, I couldn't swim.
Didn't you elect to take... well, then why...
No,
did
I had to.
You had to do it?
To
oh,
do
we got to do
but
it.
But I didn't say I couldn't swim because
oh.
I didn't... I was embarrassed. And there were some girls who said they couldn't swim and they sat in the little pool the whole time. I look back and I'm like, should have done that.
Oh my God, just sitting in a little pool all
but
day?
But they were
sunning?
Friends and I wasn't friends
oh,
with them. So it was
okay.
like, that would be
so
awkward.
You decided to drown instead.
Yeah, I jumped off the diving board. I mean, I'm sure I've told this. I just, on the first day of the test,
on the
I
first
just,
day of the test, I jumped into the pool.
Jumped off the diving board. And it was, I'd never done that. And I was,
well, that's great.
16, 15.
And how did you feel about that? Was it terrifying?
Yeah.
But and you, I but did you were it. Good?
Well,
were you able to dog paddle? Because at
least? Yeah.
Okay.
But I think frog.
Frog paddle. Excuse me.
I wasn't dog. That would have been like a little
I did
more
a log
a
paddle
giveaway.
Where I just sunk.
But I'm sure I've told this to you both. But
well, let's
I,
not get in our heads well, about when I, because I don't remember cares? You ever talking okay, about great. This.
When I was in fourth grade, I couldn't swim forever, obviously. Mm-hmm. And when I was in fourth grade, I read a book about a girl who couldn't swim, and it was called.
You wrote a book about.
I read a chapter book, the Alice books, not Go Ask Alice, but it was a separate. Thing was this girl right. Alice who always had trials and tribulations, and she couldn't swim, and she learned by and someone told her like pop up like a champagne cork.
I put kids love
arms
champagne.
Going yeah. like a corkscrew.
Yeah,
and I just remembered that, and then I just did that.
You just did that, great.
And I passed, and then I was able to do all the activities, and I did probably got better at swimming because of it, but it was. It's also horrible because you're in a bathing suit and you're with boys and it's so gross and it's bad and you don't know your body and it's
It does seem insane that it used to be to teach someone to swim, you just take them down to the watering hole and throw them in.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. Because I lived in our town as well.
No, but just, you know, 100 years ago.
I mean, my parents
That was the theory.
They tried many times for me to swim. I just always quit because I would just start panicking. I would get a little bit better every time. You know, I kind of start from scratch over and over again.
I'm not a great swimmer. I had trouble. I remember going to camp when we had swimming lessons.
That was the worst at camp.
And it was, I remember being like, I could survive essentially, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would be Tudum.
Oh. We never would have had this show if you died.
No, it would have been Tudum. You and me.
You think you definitely would have done a podcast together?
For sure. For sure.
When I was little, and I apologize if I've told you this, but I...
We need to stop saying that.
During my swimming lessons when I was 5 or 6, I was so scared of them that
Can
I...
Can we nail this down?
Yeah, what? How old were you?
I was 18.
So that was a lie.
So 6 plus 5 and then a few more. Yes.
But I was so scared of the swimming lessons and so scared of drowning that I ran away out of the pool. And the pool, it was a community pool and it was next to a graveyard. And I ran into the graveyard and hid behind the gravestones.
This is less scary to me than the pool.
Yeah, what a creep.
The pool next to the graveyard.
Yeah, that's so scary.
That's demented.
Too many scary things happening.
There's just not enough room. We got to put it right here.
Oh my God.
It is. Why have graveyards?
Well, you know, that is a question we need to consider because I feel over time there's not going to be space.
Why didn't we bury people standing?
When you drive into New York from the airport and you go past those very long amounts of graves, but then the skyscrapers just hanging out right behind them, you just go like, this is just one step to the next. We live and then we die. It's just very, very depressing.
A little preview of the future before you go into the big city. One time I remember one night I flew into New York and I was on that same route and by the side of the road was a car and the rear of the car was engulfed in flames and nobody slowed down.
Yeah.
It was like, this is New York. Yeah. And I'd never seen anything like that. Just like full, like out of a movie. Just
hey, I'm burning my car here.
What are you looking at? Yeah.
Oh, dude, we were driving yesterday on the freeway and suddenly Kulev went, oh no. And I looked around. I couldn't see anything. I'm like, what is it, honey? And she's like, the guitarist.
You sounded so weary.
What is it, honey? What is it now?
She said, the guitarist.
The guitarist.
And I said, what? And I'm looking around.
The pianist, idiot.
And it's amazing.
Oscar worthy, honey. No, but and then suddenly I saw what she was talking about. She
guitarist.
She meant motorcyclist.
Oh no, is this another one of those situations?
She meant motorcyclist, but there was
there's 42 motorcyclists.
There was a guy in the fast lane doing
life
it
in the fast
complete
lane.
Wheelie.
Was he surely about to lose his mind?
doing a complete wheelie where he was 90 degrees.
Why are people insane? I don't like that.
And turns out I was right. Everyone was slowing down because no one wants to like be the person to murder this lunatic.
Yeah.
And well, he's just
I wasn't there.
Totally wheeling and doing all these tricks and stuff in the fast lane of the freeway.
It's fucking crazy.
He finally moves out of the fast lane. We like creep by him. We're looking at him. He has like a GoPro on his helmet.
Oh,
and
loser.
He's like, oh, what a loser.
No, well, because he could hurt himself and others.
Yes.
And that's not
well, also
cool.
Just, you know, being the person to murder someone. Like, you know, but you'd feel bad about
it,
right?
Privilege.
Well, and you'd go to jail for that. The guitarist, though, makes me think of how there was a period of time where I kept calling umbrellas balloons, and I couldn't stop.
I'm sorry. What? How long of a period
this
of time?
This was when I was 24, and I just, balloons. It happened once, and then I
was 24
and I was
balloons
like,
old.
What? I just kept calling that. I just kept saying, look at that balloon. And or vice versa. And then I was like,
what's vice versa?
Umbrella. It was
the balloons like you need?
The Macy's Day Parade is like all umbrellas?
I can't remember if it was an umbrella or a balloon that I was talking about, but I said the wrong word. And I was like, what? And then it happened many more times. And then
did someone have to sit you down?
It was like, I just kept catching myself, but I was going, why do I keep doing that? And then every once in a while, it'll happen now.
That's so strange.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
Like where I'll think the wrong one and I'm like, what?
Well, it is a rainy day today. Rainy days. Gong, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's an English, not English, but general public.
It is very rainy today and it was raining all night long.
Yes.
And that was lovely.
All night long.
I would say Ed Sullivan instead of Ed Sullivan all the time. I still like on mic all the time. And we did an Ed Sullivan episode on my TV show, and I kept saying Ed Sullivan to the point where I was like, why is this happening
to
me?
Did you even know you were saying it?
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes when you say the wrong thing and you don't know, it's
weird. Yeah.
But Kulat, by the way, did laugh. She said, I called it a guitarist.
It's
funny because I would not identify it as motorcyclist. I would have said motorcycle. I don't acknowledge the humanity of motorcycles.
No. I would have said, look at that fucking idiot.
Exactly.
And I would have looked in the rearview mirror at myself.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break.
I don't care.
Great. I don't give a shit.
And we're back.
Oops, I was just about to pop a little mandarin into my mouth.
But yeah, enjoy that mandarin. Paul and I will talk.
Wait, what was I going to tell you guys?
You're saying that you say motorcycle machine.
No, there was something else.
Was it about something that you called Ed Sullivan? We were talking about that before the break.
No, actually, reality recap.
Oh.
There's this new game show. I guess that counts as reality. And Rob Lowe hosts this. Have you seen
The Floor?
This? Have you seen this?
I've seen one episode of The Floor.
I've seen an episode of The Floor too. But I checked it out on the recent one to see what was going on. The premise is very simple, okay? Here's what it
the
is.
The Floor.
Well, it's going to sound complicated.
It's a room and it has a floor in it.
81 people on squares on a floor.
Each one is, Paul.
That's it.
They have to figure out what to do.
Each one is an expert, quote unquote, of one topic. Fruit.
There's no way there's 81
desserts.
Topics.
81 what?
You're hungry.
There's not 81 topics. In the world? No.
Yeah.
How?
Then they go head to head.
How much is dog outside?
They show your project. They go head to head. They show pictures of
what that mouth do.
For example, they show pictures of fruits.
I'm an expert in what that mouth do.
The one I just checked it on. They'll just show pictures of fruits.
And you have to name it.
Each person takes it going, that's a lemon, lime, cherry. And if you get it wrong, you lose time. And then
you
and
lose
then,
3 seconds.
And then a person is eventually eliminated from that because they don't get, they lose, they run out of time on their side and they don't get enough fruit.
So wait, I'm sorry. All the 81 experts are competing against each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
experts,
one gets picked by random and then
like
they decide who to go up against.
You would be like, I would probably know all of the, what do you know?
Yeah. What do you know about
types of ties?
Yeah.
Right. You'd be like,
let's say hats.
I could name types of hats. Okay. And like, then I'd
Bowler.
Be like, ooh, I don't feel confident going against
Surly.
A ball.
Fedora. Trilby.
Yeah.
Someone did dogs the other day. It was very difficult, I thought.
I did that. I watched that one.
That
one. That one was the first one.
Yeah. That was the first one. I've only seen the first one.
Well, anyways, it's going to take them a million years because I checked in on episode 7. There's still like a billion people there. I'm like, we got to get down to the I want to see someone win the money.
Well, that's
just watch the last one.
It's not out yet.
That's also.
But I will.
Okay. That's also to me like Traitors because
I love Traitors.
We just finished the first
Welcome
season of
to the Dark Side.
Alan Cumming brings Alan Cumming so much amazing.
I
love
him. He, by the
I
way,
want all of his clothes.
He has amped it up so much in season 2.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't
it's
wait.
It's great.
Okay, I so we do you think he memorizes his little his monologues when he comes in?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like a performer.
I think he does. Yeah.
He's so great.
I mean, he's a quick study.
Yeah, he's awesome.
We watched season 1 of the UK, which that was where after like 3-4 episodes when they vote at the round table, it's still so many people.
Yeah.
And
I know.
Forget about them.
In the US,
then
they amped it up to where it feels like there's 5 or 6 more than the first season.
There were so many. And it does feel like you want to go like, let's just get to.
Yeah.
But you also need to see.
Of course.
It play out because you don't know. You can't just pop in later and be like, oh, so-and-so's gone. I don't know what happened. Like you need
also,
to know.
If they eliminate all the traitors, the show's done. So they.
Yes.
I feel like they must keep
they have to
recruiting
increase the odds. Yeah.
Yeah. Traitors.
But well, that is part of it.
We're on like season 3 or 4 or episode 3 or 4 of the US version.
It's great.
So we're trying to avoid spoilers.
We are caught up, but it's torture to wait every week.
Here's something that bugs me about it.
Yeah.
About the US version. It's all the reality show people.
But you
well,
know
then
what?
You're going to hate season 2.
No, it's season.
I know, because it's all reality it's show all people, right?
Oh, you're watching season 1 right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Season 1 is a mixture of civilians and reality people.
I like the civilians
We've
better.
Talked about this, right? Do I need to explain what the game is to anyone out there listening? It's basically Mafia or like a theater.
It's Mafia,
theater game.
Which we would play, we played when we went to Hawaii together.
Our famous Hawaii trip.
And the funniest was when I turned to Janie and I said, you're Mafia. And she burst into like laughing tears and was like, why would you say that? And like, it was so obvious that she was.
Oh my God, I love it.
It was so funny.
It sucked.
Meltdown.
It sucked to play with her because she could tell when I was lying. We could tell when each other are lying.
Yeah.
Right.
I think she thinks I can't tell when she's lying. It's like, of course I can.
Everyone can tell when she was lying.
But she was like, it's Paul.
Yeah.
Right away. Well, but the best was when Nora just was like, I'm in the Mafia.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, when I was playing Mafia at one party, I was playing so hard and I was like, people were saying, are you Mafia? I'm like, I will tell you when I'm Mafia.
It's a bold gambit.
I'm an honest person and when I am Mafia, I will say it. And then sure enough, the next one I got Mafia and I said, everyone, I am Mafia.
Wow.
And they voted me out. And I was like, that proves it though.
But then you have to drop. Then the next round, you don't tell them.
Right.
We were playing that game. Secret Hitler, which is a board game, which I'm now starting to.
I mean, like, the real one was bad enough. You know what I mean?
The public one.
Anyways,
yeah.
We went to a game night and we were.
And why don't they call him Private Hitler?
Yeah.
Like he's in the army?
No, then he's
Private Hitler reporting for duty.
Nine.
Anyway, it's the same game, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a board game version of that.
But this way you get to think about Hitler.
I know. It's not good. But, anyways.
What's worse, the Mafia or Hitler?
Mike and I went
I'd rather think of a werewolf than Hitler.
We went to a board game or a game night and we were like, this was years ago. And we all smoked weed.
This was years ago.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so this
smoked
is
weed years ago.
But I think I was definitely way more high than anybody else. And I didn't really know the other people
I can see that
very well. And so it was like my close friends who were hosting and then two other couples and us. And like, I didn't really know the other couples. Like it was maybe my first time hanging out with them. Mm-hmm. And we're playing this game. And I like to get very into games like this. Like I want to win and it's fun. And but I was also really high. So in the game, like you're
combo. Yeah. I'm very competitive and also out of my mind.
You're like, you pull cards and you're determined whether you're a fascist or a liberal, which is the same as traitor or faithful. Mm. And then I like the way the cards work, like the other person, like, will like you basically like you pull cards and you can go like, OK, since I am a fascist, my goal is to push the fascist agenda. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to give this other person who gets to choose for my cards only, you know, they kind of have to go with what I'm trying to push.
Mm.
Anyway, it involves lying. It involves being like a little thoughtful.
I'm right. Like, meanwhile, you're high.
Yeah. And then I like gave the cards and then they were like, I have to put a fascist because I. God damn it. I want to tell this
you're,
wrong.
By the way, you're high right
I'm
now.
I'm not high
you should
right
tell
now.
Everyone.
This is too confusing. Anyway, I literally just go like, I said exactly the wrong thing, but I was so adamant about it. And right. I was like, I had to put fascist. He gave me all liberals or whatever. Like it was like, it didn't make sense. Right. And everyone's like, what? And I was like, so strong. And then I was like, he's Hitler. He told me. Like I was like,
he told me.
I was like pointing fingers.
In the bathroom.
I was like, when everyone had their eyes closed, he said he was. Like I was like, and everyone was like hating it. And it was not cool. And I could feel the room turn against me and the game was bad.
Have you ever seen any of those people ever again?
I don't remember who one of the couples was. Mm. And then the other one, yes. But I always feel like the guy's kind of like, hey.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, that's her. Lady.
Speaking of reality.
Hi, Hitler.
Speaking of reality recap, yeah. When my mother-in-law was staying with us right before Christmas, or during Christmas, actually.
That old battle
axe. That old battle axe. She always comes out for a month or so. Mm-hmm. And stays with us. And we were searching for something to do with her. And
that's tricky.
A couple years ago, our friend Maddie had set up. She's a big Bravo head. He had set up a sort of tour of the Vanderpump Rules restaurants that were out. So I think they went to Sir.
Yes,
they went to
we
Tom
did talk
Tom,
about this
and they
very
went
recently.
And they, you and I,
on this on this show.
No, we didn't.
I believe we did.
We did. Where she saw Tom.
Yeah.
I believe we did.
We talked about this?
Yes. About two episodes
yes,
ago.
Yes,
two did. Episodes ago? No.
I wouldn't have stopped you if it was last season, but it's now.
But yes, they're dating now.
Who?
Oh, this is a new development.
Your mother-in-law?
Yeah.
And Tom?
And Tom.
Okay, you left that out of the story.
Sandoval?
No, this is recent. Schwartz. This is why I'm bringing it up.
Sandoval can't show up there anymore.
Well, he might be dating her and cheating on her.
That's oh, good point. Or cheating with her.
I never even thought about that.
Now, that's
oh,
a scandal.
Layers.
He's cheating with Tom Schwartz's girlfriend? That is a scandal. Wow.
But who's dating?
My mother-in-law and Tom.
Okay.
Bit still going.
That's why I'm.
How long does Bit go?
How long Bit go outside?
A science report.
How long does Bit go outside? But did we talk about the MJ musical? Hee-hee, etc. Because that's the other place we went.
I don't think so.
What if the name of that musical was Hee-hee, etc.?
But you'll get all the hits.
You went.
Hee-hee,
you went.
Etc.
You went to see that.
Yes. And that was the other thing we got.
Because she loves
tickets.
Michael Jackson, or something.
No, it was something to do.
She hasn't heard.
It was something to do.
Something to do. I got free tickets for research purposes.
Oh yes.
Oh right.
And so we went, and
just like Pete Townsend that time.
I don't know that joke. Please don't explain it.
Yeah, I won't. but a very, very strange musical.
About
so
a very strange man.
Is it his whole life? Is there multiple actors playing him?
No, no. Well, like no, there are child actors. But the conceit of it is MTV in 1993 comes to a rehearsal for his concert in order to interview him, and the tough but fair interviewer wants to make a real documentary about it and ask him real questions, and they're all assuming it'll be a
musical?
Puff piece.
This is
the
musical.
I don't think
yeah.
you needed to have this sort of concept. I feel like you just go like it's his life story.
What a weird
yeah. Wow. So they
isn't there just enough there like to go like child star? We all know the story.
I guess I assumed it was more of a jukeboxy kind of thing that was not necessarily.
It was a strange combination of like him talking about his life and you flashing back to the 60s when he's in the Jackson 5 as a kid and. Yeah, exactly. All these. And they're singing the actual songs as these are songs and we are the people singing them.
Right.
And then suddenly he'll like start in the present day feeling really bad about something and then start singing. It's like I'm a stranger in Moscow. And like it's not a song that
stranger
he...
in my scalp. What's that mean?
That is scary. I'm afraid of
was that.
Was
that after his hair got burnt?
Like a stranger in my scalp.
Like a stranger in my scalp.
My own scalp. But there was one time where what is he singing? He's singing like Man in the Mirror or something like that. And he sings it to her, the interviewer, and they dance around. And then she's like, I love the way you see the world through your eyes. It was like so
This
strange.
Sounds terrible.
It was really bad.
Oh my God. But it's won like awards and shit, right?
It was yeah. It was winning. It was winning.
The dude who played MJ won.
Right.
The award. And the guy we saw, he was great.
Why can't we just like, if you got to do it, don't call attention to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going to do this musical, I can't stop you. But everybody else should not call attention to
it. We should be able to stop one musical in our lives.
I know that
I'm not saying a year.
One monkey don't stop no show.
Right.
But does one civilization stop one musical?
Do you think it? Yes.
Gutenberg.
Oh, yeah.
You saw it.
We talked about it.
Oh, we talked about the show.
Who was the celebrity guest?
Idina Menzel.
Adele Dazeem. Did they make that joke?
She made it.
She's just got to change it. It's so much better. You simply have to just change your name. It's so much better.
Adele Dazeem.
And then John Travolta will know you.
Yes.
Which would be great.
What if she changes her name and then he hears somebody refer to her as Adele Dazeem and he's like, I was right. Why did I get made fun of so much?
That was one of the best. Effect.
Everyone's gaslighting.
That was one of the best Adele effect. TV moments in like the last.
Oh, it was a gift.
Whatever years.
It was a gift. So I think about it so often.
It's just so amazing.
He never asked to make another movie.
No.
It's like, it's perfect. Capstone at the end of his career.
He could have run for president after that and won.
Yes.
He should have said his name was Adele Dazeem.
Why don't more celebrities run for president? Because we found like this lower tier.
Well, they started to. After.
but you know what I mean? Like this lower tier game show guy.
Yeah.
Gets it. Like anyone could.
But that's the thing. There was like after Trump, there was like this spate of like all these fucking people that had never been in politics before, all of a sudden, like, I'm going to run for office.
But it leads me to believe that fame is better than politics.
What does
being
that
like
mean?
Incredibly famous and rich.
Oh, you mean as a guide to success in politics? As
no, just like you're happier being a famous.
Well, politics seems very being in politics. Difficult.
Politics seems like a fucking boring drag.
Yeah.
And everyone hates you.
Everyone hates you, but you do get a lot of money being corrupt.
Because the one thing that I relate to Trump on is...
Oh, let's hear it.
Is like when everyone came out and admitted, oh yeah, he doesn't roll up to the office till 1. I was like, yeah, I get it. I wouldn't want to either.
So when did he live at the White House at all?
Yeah, you usually do.
But I thought he kept his apartment and didn't really live there.
No, he lived in the White House, but
of course Mar-a-Lago, the winter White House.
Yes.
So he just wasn't there a lot, but
he would just be on the internet every morning and then he would like
at MySpace and stuff and then come down and be like, what's going
on his phone.
I'm
right?
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
That's MySpace.
No, I mean, there are days when it's Kulop's turn to
who's in my top 8.
He's like adjusting
to get the baby in the morning.
Yeah.
Where it's like, God, I'm just enjoying laying in bed, like being on my phone and I'm avoiding what's going on downstairs. I understand.
It's great.
Oh, I never get to do that. Meaning Holly won't allow me to continue sleeping if Mike gets her up.
Well, that is the one thing that like...
She despises Mike, right?
But it's like literally like, Mom, just wake
don't
up.
Don't alone with this guy.
We do take turns cool up and I go every other day. And when I get Emmy, I'll take her downstairs and I'll, you know, give her milk and, you know, a snack and all that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, cool up gets her and then... 5 minutes later, I'm still in bed. I hear, let's go say hi to daddy. It's like, this is defeating the point. Yeah. Like, we're taking turns so I can just lay her in bed.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to do it sometimes.
I'm going to start coming over when she says that.
Yeah. Let's say hi to daddy.
Say hi to daddy.
And then suddenly, I'm in my jammies.
You're crawling into the room. Yeah.
Crawling in bed.
Jumping up and down.
Daddy.
Daddy, wake up.
Daddy, wake up.
Any you can kind blame of it all on me.
All right, we have to take a break. And we're back. And Paul, is it three-ter time?
You know what, guys? It is three-ter time.
Holy shit.
And this time, we're going to play a game called... Wait. If you would like to send us a three-cher, it's nothing more than a parlor game. You can write to us at freedomusa@gmail.com. Send us an email. And if you have a
for
fun
once
game,
in your life.
Parlor game, a card game, you know, that kind of thing. A game to pass the time. We have fun. And we're going to have fun with this game. We've played it before. And we're going to play it again right this very second. It's called Carnelli.
Carnelli. What this is we go around in a circle. we'll say the title of something that we should decide whether it's, maybe we'll do different rounds. Yeah. We can do songs, for instance.
Great.
And someone says the title of a song, and then the next person has to say a different song title. Are we doing a letter, the last letter, or the last word?
I think the last letter.
Last letter. That's
does it have to be the last? The last? Can it just be a word in the song?
I think it should be the last.
Oh, because it could get weird if the word is like a word that's not common.
Let's try the last letter and see how it goes.
Last letter reminds me too much of Hunt.
But let's try it.
Let's just see. And the next round.
Okay, I don't want to do that, but let's try it.
Let's do one this way, and then the next time we'll do your way.
I like the idea that we're going to try it to see what it feels like.
Let's just see.
Because
let's just see how it goes.
Because usually we say what the rules are, and Paul, you say you don't like it, and then we try it, and it's fine.
Wow. He said, usually you don't like it.
Yeah, I heard.
Because you could pop off right now if you want to.
You want to pop off?
I could, but I'm not going to.
Let's hear it.
What's let's hear
the,
what?
The game.
That's what we I mean, just talked let's, about.
Start it.
Let's do it. Let's hear it by doing
Can't
it.
Can't wait to hear that last letter.
Let's hear what the game is by doing the game.
Yes.
Okay.
Well put.
Thank you.
Do you want me to start and we'll go clockwise?
Yes.
All right.
Paul doesn't understand clockwise. You have to explain it.
Dreamweaver.
It's hard.
We just sang one right before
we
started rolling.
Do you
want to
do a song that starts with Weaver?
Reunited.
Reunited.
I almost said run, born to.
Don't stop believing.
Now, this is an N, right? Not
I
a G.
I think so.
Because it's an N apostrophe.
Natalie Imbruglia.
I don't have to start. I don't have to do it starting with an apostrophe, do I?
If you could, that'd be great. Something about tis a figgy pudding.
Oh, I got
or something.
One.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say what it is, but I'm going to do N.
Round Midnight.
Round Midnight. That's good.
That's great.
I'm going to do N. Okay. No one is to blame. Howard Jones.
E to me. Every day I write the book.
Keep, don't stop believing. Keep, don't stop. this is hard. Keep it coming up.
Keep it coming up.
Don't stop it. No, don't stop.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop the beat.
I'm out.
You're out.
So we're seeing how we like it.
It's hard.
Knife Edge by The Alarm.
E again. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Whoa. Drive by the cars.
Fuck is wrong with
you? Wow.
A lot of words end in E, I'm finding.
The ones you think
Yeah,
of.
You're finding.
Anything with eggs?
Thanks.
Anything with eggs?
Paul, anything with 24-hour eggs?
Egyptian national anthem.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's a deep pull, Paul.
Oh, actually, Egypt.
By whom?
What's the guy's fucking name? I have it on my phone.
Okay. There's also what
Something
is
Lover is his name.
Jonathan Richman and the
Modern Lovers?
Because he does Egyptian something.
The Egyptian Lover is the name of the artist.
Oh, The Egyptian Lover.
And his song, Egypt.
Egyptian
Egypt.
Lover, Lover. Okay, so what is it? Egypt, Egypt?
Yes.
Okay, so T. The way we were with an E. Paul, you're enjoying this.
Enter the Dragon.
Ooh. Is that a song?
I don't know.
Let's look it up.
I bet it is.
Enter the Dragon song. I'm going to look it up. There's a soundtrack. Enter the Dragon, but not a song.
I'm out.
Wow.
Scott, you won. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Now let's play it the way you want to play it, Paul.
With a word?
Sure.
Thank you.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
Why is it not going to work?
Because let's try it.
Let's try it. But let's do it the way you want.
Why is it not going to work?
Do you want to do a movie? Or do you want to do a song? Or do you want to do a
like
book?
Dreamweaver.
Weaver. No.
Well, don't say that.
But we want to say it because we want to win.
How about In Dreams? There's a million songs. Okay,
the way you want to do it is any word.
Any word from the song.
Well, yeah. If you have a compound word like that, like what are you? What else are you
like
going to do?
Dreamweaver?
Don't come for me.
That's two different words.
This is getting really.
You're saying Dreamweaver is two words?
Yes.
Well, then what's the problem, Lauren?
Well, we thought it was the last word.
Weaver
only.
I also suggested that it didn't have to be the last word.
Well, then let's play that way, Paul.
I like this.
And we'll have a lot of fun.
How it's being so...
Because I swear to God, this is how we played it before, that it wasn't the last word.
I'm sure, because honestly...
Did it take a word from it?
That was really hard, so I think that can't be how we play it.
It was irritating, and it was shitty.
Your attitude? Yes, I agree.
You know what? Guilty as charged.
Let's try it again.
Dreamweaver.
Jesus Weaver, Christ. My heart.
Weaver, my heart. What was that?
Okay. In a Gotta DeVita.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Gotta new attitude.
New song, Howard Jones.
Okay, you're just making shit up.
No, I'm not.
That is, why are they all Howard Jones?
This is a song about love. Right?
Let's hear a little bit of new song by Howard Jones.
Nothing up.
Throw off your mental chains.
Throw off your banjo and chains.
Here we have an ad before it. Video plays soon, though. Only 10 more seconds.
Video plays soon, though.
Yeah, unskippable. But don't worry, video plays soon.
You could also do like the iTunes preview.
That's true.
Which would not be ads.
What are we doing?
We're listening to Howard Jones.
All right, let's start again.
This isn't even it. This is something called coincidence.
Okay. Just turn that off.
How about
safety dance?
Okay.
Wait, why?
I want to dance.
Oh, this is new?
I want to dance with somebody.
Okay. I sure want to dance. With
dance, Howard Jones.
Spot. I'm trying to think of body songs.
How about with?
I sing the body electric.
Sure. From Fame.
From Fame.
I think it's Sing a Song. Isn't that what it's called?
Sing a song.
Make it loud.
Is that from Sesame Street?
Sing out strong.
It was sung on Sesame Street, but I don't know if it originated there.
Yeah, I don't know if they're the original, but it seems like they are.
I'll tell you what's from Sesame Street. Good morning, starshine.
Sing a song.
Abker, Jeffke, Jekyll, Manop, Kirstuv, it's his.
Whoa, that just took me back.
Deep cut.
Song for Zula. That's a song.
Song for Zula.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that's a song.
Sing it.
Trying to think of the other Zula songs in the world. We bought a zoo.
That's not
movie.
A song.
We bought a zoo. Is movie in parentheses?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a song?
We're doing movies now.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right.
That was interesting.
We bought a zoo.
Movie. That title would be better with parentheses.
Absolutely,
movie,
absolutely.
Because it's so strange. You see it in the paper. Yeah. About a zoo.
The Muppet movie.
So it is just movies now.
Yeah.
Muppet Christmas Carol movie.
The Muppets Take Manhattan movie.
Manhattan movie.
Oh. Man on Fire movie. Mm.
The Man with One Red Shoe movie?
Angels Want to Wear My Red Shoes song.
This is like Uno.
Angels
We've changed
in the
to songs.
Angels in the Outfield movie.
We should do it like Uno, where where someone names a movie, we can just name another movie that doesn't have any word in common, or we can change the subject. Let's try that.
Okay.
Okay.
Or we can change the subject.
Or we can change the category by saying
we're already doing that, dear.
No, but I'm saying
why are you announcing
he's saying,
it? Like,
he's saying even if you have nothing for either one, you could just be like, I'm just going to name a different movie.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's play this until
Angels,
we die of old
Angels
age.
Angels in the Outfield. Yeah.
Okay, so Angels in the Outfield.
Part where you just say anything.
Movie. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Angels in the Outfield
you can
movie.
Say anything.
Okay, I'm going to say Oppenheimer movie.
The atomic bomb thing.
Okay, soy bomb person.
Soy milk thing.
Okay.
Soyuz, the space station thing.
Use guys. Phrase.
Okay. Analyze this phrase.
Analyze that movie.
Analyze this porn.
Doctor Who, a porn parody, porn.
Doctor Who! Okay. Doctor Who, a porn parody, porn.
So you can do porn or you can do.
Could you just say Doctor Who TV? Not to give it to
Magnavox
you.
TV.
Oh, okay. Life's good. LG TV.
LG TV?
Is that what the LG stands for?
Yeah.
I hate that.
When you turn on the TV, my parents are that. It says life's good.
Yeah. It does?
Well, isn't that how you feel whenever you sit down to watch your favorite show?
You know
it
what?
It feels good.
Yeah.
You got me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is fun.
It was great.
I liked it. I liked how we
modified.
I think
that game is a keeper.
I liked how we modified.
Uno style.
Yeah. Carnal Uno.
Although we should also include skips and draw fours into it somehow.
Yeah. And wild cards.
Yeah.
Arm punches.
Arm punches?
Sort of like, gotcha, like jinx, sort of like punch buggies.
Yes. If while we're playing the game, if we see a car with one headlight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wallflowers.
Yes. Jacob Song. Dylan, person.
Band.
Bob Dylan, person.
Father.
Oh, wait, now we're on fathers?
Yeah. Father, role.
My father. Father.
My pillow. Pillow.
My pillow. There's something so funny about calling your business like my pillow.
That's the best he could do. That was the fuck my pillow.
It's like, okay.
The fuck that is? I never thought about it. What a terrible
thing. Was he saying they were his pillows or they were saying anyone can have their own pillow?
I think it's like when you have your special pillow and you call it my pillow.
I've never done that.
Oh, can I have my pillow?
May I? Excuse me, madam. May
you,
I have my pillow?
If you have like a pillow that you like, it's your pillow.
That's what I say on the airplane. May I have my pillow?
Can you tuck me in, mommy?
Yeah, ding. Sorry. Could you pull the blanket up to my chin?
Can you pull it up to my nipples?
Up to my nipples.
But not past them. All right, we got to go. Listen, if you want to send us a 3 at your freedomusa@gmail.com, if you want to leave us a voicemail, you go to a website. What? Yeah. You go to hagclaims8.com.
And on Tuesday, we re-release our old episodes. We call it Three Visiting on the Twos. That's why on Tuesday, an old episode comes out.
We want you to call it that, too.
Yeah, so listen to those. And then every other week on Wednesdays, we release our Threemium episodes.
Every other week on Wednesdays.
So why are you holding this out? Like, I'm like we're all supposed to...
If anyone wants to jump in, I guess.
Yeah, which I guess you don't because you're eating.
And you never do it, Lauren. You never do it. We
you
have to do the housekeeping.
You're already saying all of it.
We always have to do
the
housekeeping.
Do you want to say this last thing?
CBB World Plus Apple Podcast Premium.
Perfect.
Great. Job.
Perfect.
No, but that's where the Threemium episodes are. That's where we answer your voicemails.
Yes, which you go to hagclaims8.com, leave us a voice message, and we will respond to it on the podcast.
And follow us on Instagram. And is that the only social we're on?
That's
I don't know.
Pretty much, yeah.
I respond to every comment.
Yeah, Scott responds to
Scott
every single comment.
Scott runs the entire page.
Yes.
Yeah.
He won't let us
everything
touch it.
He posts. Everything that is posted is by Scott.
I won't give you the login, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's Threedom USA at Instagram.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just about all we have to talk about.
We'll be back next week.
We'll see you there.
We'll tell the exact same stories.
So in the meantime, you'll get three visiting on the twos and you'll get a threemium if you want to go get that. Yeah. So you don't have to just wait till next Thursday. You could have more of us the time.
Don't try now.
This is embarrassing. Remind me next week to talk about when we went to Schwartz and Sandy's with my mother.
Oh,
I got to hear about that.
It's gonna be amazing. Goodbye.